On aboard the choo-choo train.
Check a look.
Welcome, everybody, to Crazy Train of Thought, brought to you by the Idiot Savants. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am your host, Ryan Wolf. We are live from Savant Studios. On today's episode, we're going to talk about whether or not consoles have a future. Will there be a next generation of consoles? We don't know. But I think I have some experts here today joining me that might know. On today's episode, I have
Wyatt.
Wyatt is here. My cousin Wyatt is joining us. Thank you for being here, Wyatt. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Fantastic. Your little title thing there said you're a Fortnite champion?
I don't play Fortnite.
No?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Weird.
That's the only thing I know about kids, so that's what you got as a title.
Good enough.
Okay. Good enough. I appreciate that. All right. That's the standard we set on this show is good enough. So we're shooting for next.
Braden
is here. You're a Bills fan.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Good. You went to see the Bills, right?
Yeah.
Earlier this, it was last year, right? For your birthday.
Yeah.
How's that trip?
Pretty good.
Fucking cold?
No, not really.
Not that bad. Did the Bills win?
Yeah.
Yes, of course they won. They win every fucking game.
Besides in the championship.
Oh. What a dick.
Shut up.
What a dick.
What a dagger.
All right, next.
Emmett.
Emmett is here. You're a Palmaster, it says there, Emmett. Palmaster or Pokemaster?
Probably Pokemon more than Pal.
Okay. All right, you're Troy's son, correct?
Yep.
I'm so sorry. I know your dad.
Hey, I'm here too.
Oh, yes. And on the guy in the chair today is Troy. He's producing. We don't have a camera on Troy.
All these problems, that's all me, guys.
Yeah, anything that gets fucked up,
it's all me.
Troy's fault.
I'm okay with that.
So I wanted to start off today's episode, and I want to talk about some updates. So 2 weeks ago, we covered Starfield, and I had... I don't know why these guys let me do this. I ranted for like 45 minutes on Starfield, and I kind of felt like it was not a great game for the most part. But the thing we wanted to update you on today, did you guys play Starfield?
No.
No?
I've never heard of it.
No Starfield?
No. Heard of it, but never played it.
Okay. Braden?
No.
No. No Starfield. Okay. What about any Bethesda games? So like Fallout, Skyrim.
I've played Fallout.
Oblivion.
No.
No, nothing.
No, nothing.
Boy, these, I don't know what kind of, well, we'll find out. We'll find out soon what these kids are playing today because I have no idea. I played Starfield, didn't care for it for the most part. But the thing I wanted to update everybody on today is Bethesda has been diligently... patching Starfield. So, Troy, if you could give me the Starfield patch notes. I want to tell some of the listeners here what are the most important things that Bethesda has been doing to fix Starfield. Number one, photo mode. Like, yay. That fucking... Yes, thank you. One person, yay. That's exactly what we need. Yay, photo mode.
Yay.
What the fuck is that?
I don't
know. Who needs it?
Nobody needs photo mode. You can now open doors with the scanner on.
Why can't we just open doors?
Thank you. Why couldn't you do that to start with? I don't know. They fixed balloons.
Why do we need balloons?
That were stuck inside players' houses or some shit. They fixed flickering textures. Badly placed objects in Paradiso. What the fuck are these? None of this shit matters at all. And I so when I was editing,
they fixed the disappearing objects in Star Station RE-939.
Fucking great. I've been there 1,000 times. I bet I didn't notice those fucking objects were missing. This is ridiculous. So Troy's got it up here on the screen for those of you viewing on video. Fixed a spot where players could get stuck in Infinity LTD. What fixed a that? Chair stuck in the wall. Fixed some floating items. Fixed a decal placement. What?
A decal.
A flickering mat in neon. These are not the problems this fucking game has. None of this shit matters. Thank you. There's like, I think I counted. There's 68 entries in just the March 6th update of things that they say they repaired in Starfield to make it a better game. None of this is making Starfield a better game. It's as if you got your leg chopped off and somebody brought you a Band-Aid.
That'd be awesome.
And you'd be like,
yep, sweet.
Yeah, sweet. Thank you for the Band-Aid. My leg is gone. That is the place. That is the place that Starfield is in.
Hey, Ryan, I know you spent a lot of time at the lair of the Mantis. Did you notice they fixed the drop? They dropped a floating tree outside the entrance.
I didn't.
They just took that out of the
game.
I've
been there. Okay, well, I quit. I'm not fucking playing again. If they didn't, they dropped that tree. Yes. So I was reading through these. And
what's a LOD? Do you know?
Maybe something to do with draw distance?
Okay. Well, it's all the trees.
I don't know.
All the trees.
My guess would be draw distance stuff. But it's all like the most like useless shit. And now I'm sure these are things that they felt like they could fix in the months since Starfield has released. But who fucking cares? I don't. None of this is getting me back to playing Starfield until they actually fix some of the fucking problems.
I thought about going back, but then I realized it wasn't downloaded, so I didn't go back.
You didn't feel like wasting that 40 Fortnite. Gigs, huh?
I played Fortnite with Emmett again.
Look at you shooting Finally. For the stars. Finally, he says. I'm sick of you not being a dad. Anything else to say about Starfield, Troy?
I want to get back to it.
Do
I
you?
Haven't. I do.
Is any of this like striking your fancy? This gameplay updates here.
None of this is striking my fancy.
Crew bonuses for ship weapon recharge times now applied as intended while in targeting mode.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Hand clap for Bethesda. Oh, holy man. Shit.
You can just keep scrolling. Does
no, I know. This is just the March 6th update. This is the biggest one. But it's also like...
Hey,
they did drop these all in one day. Yeah. Like, this is the fixes for the March 6th
Outpost
update.
Updates, quests. There may be spoilers within. Proceed with caution. Spoilers for this game.
Okay.
Does it end there? Save and load. Ships.
Well, it's like a lot of shit. They fix a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, the issues are fundamental, and this isn't doing it. Troy, want to give me the next screen here, this future of PAL World.
Okay.
So this is on Reddit. They put out a roadmap for PAL World. We spent a significant time talking about PAL World last week. Emmett, you played some PAL World.
Yeah.
Right? How are you liking PAL World? We didn't get your thoughts last week.
I'm really getting it, and I'm just waiting to get to the technology part where I get guns to equip them to my pals.
Fantastic.
It's going to be my favorite part.
And when you and I played with your dad a couple weeks ago, what was your favorite part about the time that we all together spent playing PAL World?
We killed two bosses, and I got to catch them both.
That's true. That was fantastic. We killed some of the overworld bosses. So we killed the Mamarest, right? Yep. Or we attacked the Mamarest, rather.
That's the first thing he did as you dropped him in the world.
Yeah. Like, he's in a loincloth still. We have not even gotten to the base. And I'm like, let's shoot it, shoot it.
Here, take this gun and go.
You gave me a gun, so I just started shooting it.
How did you like the feel of the gunplay in the game?
It was pretty nice.
Yeah? Yeah, I thought it felt pretty good. Do you have a favorite pal yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Did your dad... I texted your dad yesterday and told him that they are selling pal plushies on Walmart.com. Do you know if you have any of those en route to your house? Little pal world stuffed animals? Maybe as an Easter present?
Probably.
Hopefully your dad probably bought me one.
Wow. Probably. No.
No.
I'm taking you to New York for Easter, and that's all you're getting.
Oh, are we all going to New York?
No.
Why not?
I only rented a 15-passenger van.
Well, that's...
One, two, three.
I gotta this is at least, not a math podcast.
I have three other kids at home and a wife.
Okay. 5 + 4 = 9.
Okay. You,
so
all right.
Next to 6.
You guys can come.
Yay.
Yay. We're all going to New York. We're going to Buffalo. Hey,
we are going to Buffalo. That's one of the things we're going to do.
What a fucking dick. He didn't even invite me. All right. So Pal World Roadmap here. They are working on some bug fixes, which is similar to the stuff, obviously, from Starfield that we just talked about. They're doing improvements to implement ASAP. That's the...
I don't need improvements yet. I don't even unlock my first gun.
Yeah, but there's some broken shit about that game that I think could be a little better. I think if you dumped a little bit more time into it, Emmett, you'd see...
This number two here on implements and improvements, one is speaking your language.
What's it say? I can't read it.
Improvements to base, PAL, AI, and pathing.
Yes!
That is one Austin of the things and I, coming ASAP.
We spent time last week bitching about that because the pathing is completely fucked.
It's broken.
Planned future updates include PvP, player versus player, raid bosses or end game content, a PAL arena, which is PvP for pals, i.e. Pokemon battles, Steam and Xbox crossplay, various Xbox feature improvements, server transfers and migrations, improvements to the building system, which is very much needed, new islands, pals, bosses, and technologies. Brayden and Wyatt, have you guys played Pal World?
No, I've never heard of it.
No?
No.
Do you have Game Pass?
Yeah.
So it came out on Game Pass, earlier this year, probably in January. It was described to most of the people before they released the game as Pokemon with guns.
Yep.
Does that sound like it would be up your alley?
Yes.
Yes?
One I played it yes. a little bit.
You played some of it, Brayden.
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you think?
It was okay.
It was just okay. Okay. How much time would you say you put into it?
I don't know, like 3 hours.
I mean, that's not insubstantial. Did you get a base built and all that kind of shit?
No.
Or were you just exploring?
No, I was just killing random.
With your fists?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a violent.
Okay, I'm not
that's
sure
what I did
that's...
when I first joined into my first world.
Just punching things with your fists and killing them. And how long did you do it for before that got boring?
2 hours, probably.
2 hours. So Brayden made it 3. You made it 2. But would you agree that it was better once you got the gun?
Yeah.
Okay. But you did not unlock a gun.
Nope.
And, okay. So when we get off here, Brayden, we'll play some Pal World. You can jump into my world, and I'll give you a bunch of good loot. And
I don't have it downloaded on my Xbox.
That's okay. I mean, you can download it again, I assume. Unless yeah. you unless
I heard
you don't
I heard play. Wyatt say that he has Game Pass now, so he can download it too.
Wait, that's true. We could all play. Like 40, I think. So
I gotta delete some games. I got like no space on my Xbox. That's why I need a PC.
Yeah.
I have no space on anything.
These fucking consoles with these terabyte hard drives. Do you have an S or an X?
I have a 1S. So an old one.
Yeah, so you're really like...
Yeah.
That probably only has 500 gigs then for the hard drive size.
Yeah, I have an external hard drive, but...
Right.
I have like 2.5 terabytes.
Okay. Do you have an external to store on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a 14 terabyte that's about seven terabytes left on it. So it's about halfway filled. But I have a lot of games downloaded.
I have five.
Call of Duty's one of them.
Downloaded.
I have BO2 and I have the new MW3, but I don't have MW3, I have MW2.
Okay. I gotcha. So have you played a lot of Call of Duty recently?
Not as much as what I used to. I haven't really been on my Xbox I was on it last night. I was playing Fortnite with my little brother.
Okay. So despite your protestations earlier that you did not play Fortnite, you literally played it yesterday.
I only play it sometimes.
It literally says under your name, Fortnite champion.
Yeah. He put it like that.
On me.
Well, you're the host.
How dare you? Your dad's producing. It's his fault.
Yeah, it's my fault. I didn't change it. Why? What would you like your name to be? Because I don't know how to change it.
All right, so you only play Fortnite when you have to play with your little brother.
Or with, one of my friends or something.
Okay, so your friends still play Fortnite?
Some of them do.
Okay.
They play a lot, and me and my friend Brayden, we don't play them much. We usually play COD.
Okay. Do you feel like you've moved on from Fortnite? I assume you've played a lot of Fortnite in the past, or no?
Yeah.
Yes, you have played a lot of Fortnite. How much of your parents' money would you say you've spent on skins?
A lot.
A lot?
Yeah. I bet I spent way more than you.
Okay, we've got a competition. Emmett thinks he spent more than you.
So I started on my cousin's account.
Okay.
Life Crew.
And so I started on their account in chapter one, season 6 or something.
Okay.
And then I started on my account in chapter 2, season 2 or something. On my cousin's account that I've played on until now.
Right.
It has I've got 500 skins on it. And then on mine, I only have 200.
Only 200 skins.
And not as much as my cousin's.
Fucking 200 skins.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
I spent too much money.
Look at Epic raking it in on these little kids.
Yep.
Okay, what's your favorite skin, would you say?
I usually use the Minty Aura, because why not?
Okay. And you'll have to describe to me what that looks like.
It's got green eyes. It's got a purple backwards hat, purple skin. I don't.
Okay. Does that allow you to blend in with the surroundings at all? Or?
No. The opposite.
Okay.
I have a superhero skin that you can change and stuff, and used to make it all black. You can go hide in cars and bushes and stuff.
Okay. That might be all right.
But now you can't do that because they won't let you do all one color. It's all dark colors, or you can't do that anymore.
Oh, they felt like it was too easy to camp, probably.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Use the alien skin.
Yeah. But they, in ranked, now when you camp and stuff, you don't get points for not taking damage anymore. You used to last season and stuff. You would get points for extra rank points for not taking damage the whole game.
Okay.
And now Epic changed it because Bush Camp Dad.
Yeah, Bush Camp Dad.
He's a YouTuber.
60 years old.
He's 6 years old.
He used to be pro in a arcade golf game.
Okay.
And he's gotten to the best rank in Fortnite by just sitting in the water. And waiting till
final two.
And waiting until final two, and then he leaves.
Yeah, then he leaves so he doesn't take damage.
Right now, currently, he's in Elite, which is the third best rank.
Yeah. What's the second best? I don't remember.
Champion.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Champion.
Okay.
So, Ryan, up on the screen right now, I have the new season, which I think...
Fire.
If anybody would be into it, it's you, because it's Greek gods.
Okay.
It's actually really
good. It's okay.
But there's this mythic. It's called Zeus's Thunderbolt.
It's terrible. Sucks.
Unless you have the three skulls.
You jump up into the air.
Like that.
It's that right there.
Yeah. Okay. And you throw a lightning bolt?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
See, that's what they do.
But it's overpowered.
So you throw three, and then your last one, it does 120. And the first three, they do 30 or 60, I can't remember.
40. Okay. Someone one-shotted me with the first one.
Yeah, are you low?
I don't know. I had 250 health.
Can't. That's like if you go in
zero builds.
If you go in the, like the water,
what's a zero build?
Like
that's
zero build,
the
where
real,
you can't,
where
real
you can't build.
Yes.
Where you
can't build. Oh, the non-building mode.
Yes. Okay.
That's the real game, zero build.
I mean, that would be the one I would prefer. I haven't played Fortnite since I tried it when it launched on the Switch.
What was that?
Fuck, like I don't know. 4 years ago, probably. Five
like
years
chapter
ago.
Two.
Oh.
Yeah, probably chapter two. But yeah, so it's been a while, and I don't even think I've ever had it downloaded on my Xbox. I know your uncle Braden was playing it a lot, and he tried to get me to play it.
Yes, Nick has like 1,000 hours on Fortnite.
Yeah,
in 1 year,
he's insane.
I have 700 on my Xbox.
Why are you guys like thinking that's like a flex?
I don't know.
it is a flex.
Is it 700 only?
No.
I think time spent in a game is a flex. Well, whether or not you think it's 700? A shitty game, there is that.
I think it's just proof that you don't go outside.
When,
fair.
True. I'm okay with that.
When I had my Xbox 360 on BO2, I had, it was Anthony's first.
Mm-hmm.
So he already had a bunch of hours on Black Ops 2.
Right.
And I put like an extra 50 in like, I had it for two, three years until it got the red ring of death, so we threw it away. Because my mom threw it away because she thought it didn't work.
Ah.
I told her to keep it, but she said no.
Right. You're like,
she threw it away.
It's currently broken, but that doesn't mean it can't be fixed.
Yeah, yeah. Since she threw
How
it
old
away.
Were you when you had it?
Like 8.
Oh.
So.
You probably didn't think to like wrap it in a wet towel.
I could have looked it up.
Probably
on my mom's
didn't
phone or
think
something.
To do that. That is how I fixed my red ring of death, was wrapping it in a wet towel. And I played the entirety of Dragon Age 2 with my 360 wrapped in a wet towel in my room at my parents' house. So, yeah. That got me through that game. And then like immediately after I beat it, it fucking like shit the bed completely.
Oh.
Like would not even turn on after that.
Oh.
So I wrapped in the wet towel. I was like, I just can't turn it off. And my mom would be like, Ryan, you're wasting electricity. Why is that console still on? Like, mom, if I shut it off, it will not turn back on. Like, that's how broken this shit is. So I got to leave it on until it didn't work anymore, obviously.
Yeah, my friend, he never turns his Xbox off, like ever, because it's like a... He's got a parent code on there, and he doesn't know the code. And his parents know the code, but they think that he shuts it off, but they don't know that he keeps it on. And he keeps on when he's on vacation. It's on for, like, it's been on since, like, last November.
Oh, my God.
So no, how does longer.
How does he, like, hide that it's on?
Turns his TV off.
Okay, but they don't see the little, like, ring, I assume, that indicates the Xbox is still technically on.
I don't know.
He probably lied to him and said that it's just a light, mom. It's not on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do they know?
Yeah.
She's not a gamer, mom.
Yeah, she is. She has a PlayStation 5.
What's she doing?
But she doesn't have an Xbox. She has a PlayStation.
Oh.
That's why she wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a PlayStation mom. Weirdo.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, awesome. Braden, what have you been playing?
MLB The Show 24.
Okay.
Boo.
Yeah.
Formerly the PS exclusive MLB The Show. Are you happy it's come to Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't watch any baseball. Is that a good game?
It gets boring.
Okay. Because baseball's okay. Boring or just like in general?
It's like if you watch it, it might get boring. But like I don't think it's boring.
Okay.
And in MLB The Show 24, you can make a 5'1", 105-pound little leaguer.
That's messed up.
Okay. Why would you want to do that?
For fun.
Just because the batting box is so small?
No, for the fun of it.
Okay.
Just why not?
Just because.
And you give him pink hair.
All right.
You give him elf ears.
Yes.
And then you're done.
And then you stop playing.
Yeah.
Simulation started. Let me see him... go to the World Series. Okay. Who's your favorite baseball team?
Cubs.
Okay. Yep. All right. So is this a game that you would play if it were not on Game Pass?
Yes.
Okay.
It's on Game Pass. Right. Like,
you would have bought it if it were not on Game Pass. All right. So what did you do? Because you don't have a PlayStation, right?
I mean, my dad does, but I don't really play on it.
Okay. But were you buying MLB The Show each year, like a Madden kind of deal? Or it's like, I'll check it out once in a while.
No, I didn't really start playing MLB The Show since 22, and they've all been on Game Pass.
Okay. Okay. So since it's come to Game Pass, you've been like, yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
It's free, basically.
Besides paying me, you got to pay for Game Pass.
Right. Which I tried to tell your mom why it was a good deal.
Yeah, I have it. Okay. I have it. She doesn't know. I don't think.
Fantastic.
Oh, she's going to watch this and be like...
It'd be like that scene in Home Alone 2 where he's yelling about all the purchases at the end. It's such a good movie. Have you guys seen Home Alone
2? That used to be my favorite.
Oh, it's so good.
It's my favorite. I would go over to Anthony and Sarah's, and that's all I'd watch. Right. I'd watch that and Home Alone 1.
Yeah. I prefer 2, for sure.
Yeah,
2, I think, is the superior
way better
movie.
2 is just way better.
Emmett, what have you been playing?
Fortnite.
That's it? Just Fortnite? I saw you playing
a little bit of Madden.
Some Madden. I saw you playing Pokemon Go on your iPad.
Yeah.
Is that just by default, you're just playing Pokemon Go, and then anything else is like, that's what you're actually playing?
I don't mostly play Pokemon Go because my account somehow just got deleted, and so I had to start over, so I got a little annoyed after that, so I haven't been playing it a lot.
Yeah, that sucks.
I made him an account when he was a child, a little baby, and I forgot the password. I'm sorry.
This is your fault.
I'm a bad dad.
It's your fault. I knew it from the start.
Well, yes. That sucks that you have to start over. Starting over a game is never fun.
In my defense, most of the work that was done on that account was his grandma, not him.
Mm. Oh, so you think he didn't earn it?
He didn't
earn
it.
That's why you forgot the password
on
and
purpose.
You meant to do that.
Yes. All it's all intentional.
Okay, so what are you liking about the new Fortnite season?
It's pretty good. Just the new weapon they added, the this chain of Hades, I think it's called, where you can bring hit them with it from far range, and, pull them closer to you, so you can pull them closer and then shotgun them. But I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
I think it should be removed.
Okay, you mentioned earlier when they were talking about it that it was OP. You stand by that? It's OP.
It's good when you have it, but if you don't have it, it's not good.
If you're trying to grab it and you accidentally don't grab it, and the person right next to you grabs it, you're dead.
Yeah.
Okay. How would this season compare to past seasons?
The past season, our last season was way better. They had better bosses and. All you had to do for the last season was go up to them and shoot them, and then they would start attacking you. But for this season, you have to take down their statue, which takes around 3 seconds. Then you have to kill all their minions, and then you have to do one more stage of killing their minions, and then you get to fight the boss.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to summon all of them.
Okay. That sounds like some Call of Duty zombie shit.
I think this season is superior to every other season.
No.
It's not.
Season X with the mechs.
Season X sucked.
No. When you had the mechs, it was OP. But when you didn't have the mechs, you're screwed. Because they would just shoot you.
Sometimes they would turn invisible.
The mechs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dumb.
I agree. That sucked.
But
Invisible Max.
Season eight was probably my favorite season. It had it had Peely, and it had it was like the pirate season. It had
the good one.
They added more bunker these chests where you get the treasure map.
Yeah,
and then it's like a chest.
You would have to dig for a map, and then they're rare to find, and you can find one, and then they would just lead you there.
Yeah.
But you'll rarely get there before someone else is there.
Yeah. Because, all the maps lead to, two. There's only, two or something like that under, in the ground.
Okay. Yeah,
and then you get the thing.
I think my favorite season is probably Chapter 2, Season 2.
That was a really good season, too.
How do you guys remember what happened in that season?
Because only the good seasons you remember.
Yeah. Okay. Like, every other season, like, I'll just name off a really bad season. Chapter 4, Season 2.
Which one's that?
Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't know, because it sucked.
It was like a primal season where it was like these primal guns.
No, it wasn't a primal season. Primal suck.
Yeah, the primal guns were so bad.
That season's the best season.
Yeah, that's a really good season, but not the best.
What do you got pulled up here, Troy?
Got Chapter 2, Season 2.
Okay.
Yep, that's the best.
Not the
everybody,
best
Everybody season. Likes that because that's when Midas came out.
It was when they were out.
Yeah.
Emmett, Midas came back.
I know, but I like the OG Midas because he was way better. Who likes his new skin?
Yeah, the skin looks horrible.
Why does his new skin suck?
They added way too much.
Too much?
Yeah, it's just too much.
Okay.
They tried to make Midas a Greek god, and they overdid it.
They thought, I bet they're like, it's going to look so great, and everyone hates it.
All right. You mentioned that you got that pulled up here, Troy. So this is the shitty skin or this is the good skin?
This is the shitty skin.
Yep. That is the horrible skin.
That's terrible.
It just did too much to it, and it looks terrible.
I hate his helmet.
Yeah, no, the crown looks bad.
The crown is bad.
That is new Midas, and apparently that is bad. I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, give me old Midas, and I'll render a judgment here.
Well, there's the old Midas, and then there's like the fully gold one.
The fully gold one's the best.
You want it's gold really Midas?
Good. No, not the fully gold one.
Show us both. Show us both.
Yeah, full us both.
Full us both?
Full us both.
Full us both. Got it. So this is the original Midas.
Okay. So that's...
That's not the gold one, though.
Not the gold one.
That's just regular Midas.
I'm an adult, dang it.
Where?
I mean,
there it is. There's fully gold, but the original Midas is
no the like best. the third style of him, not that one. The other one. That was one of my
favorites.
Yeah,
that was the best style.
No, it was the first one. First one's the best. Yep, that one's the best.
And then they added one, a different Midas skin.
I mean, my favorite is this one. He kind of looks like Harry Potter.
He kind of does.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah, the one right next to it. This
gold one?
Yep. That's the one they're talking about.
That one's okay. I mean, it's
not the best. I think the black gold's good.
The normal one's the best out of all of them.
Let's move on from Fortnite. I think we could probably spend the next 3 or 4 hours fighting about skins.
That's fair.
Would be my guess. Yeah. I couldn't, but the three of you...
I can do that.
Likely could render opinions about most of the skins and new season updates. And I know nothing about Fortnite. So I appreciate you guys coming on to enlighten me about... why it is still a game worth playing or not.
It's not.
No.
It's not. Okay.
It is.
Not skip this season, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just go straight after the season.
Okay. All right. So at the beginning, I teased talking about the future of consoles. And the reason that this has been in the news lately is Microsoft, they were... going to release some of their games on other platforms. Some Microsoft exclusive games have since come to PlayStation.
Oh my
God. We got Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves, Pentiment, Hi-Fi Rush, and Grounded.
Halo gone to PlayStation?
I've Grounded.
No. Okay. Halo is not, Gears is not, Forza is not, Fable is not. So any of the big ones from... yesteryear, so most of those games have not released new versions lately. Those are going to stay exclusive to Xbox's platform for now. And on our episode last week, is it last week or the week before, We kind of didn't give a shit whether or not the exclusives came to PlayStation or not. But do you guys share the same sentiments? What do you think?
I kind of wish that the PlayStation exclusive came to Xbox, because there's like God of War and Spider-Man.
Yeah, I want God of War on Xbox.
I think 99% of Xbox fans would agree with your assessment.
We want God of War. That's fine.
Yes, we all want God of War on Xbox. So one of the things that we talked about last week was maybe... So Microsoft, they're the ones that started this cross-play thing. Mm-hmm. So the only reason we have cross-platform multiplayer is because of Microsoft.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So
Microsoft was taking Xbox onlys to PlayStation?
Something? So like Call of Duty, for instance, you couldn't play with your PlayStation friends when you were on Xbox for ever.
Yeah.
And now you can.
Yeah.
And that's
with Xbox started that.
And that's within the last 6 years, I would say. It's a combination of Microsoft and Epic that did it, because Epic
did it with Fortnite.
Accidentally unlocked it.
No, that accidentally was Rocket League.
I'm sorry. You're right. It was Rocket League. Still Epic, though.
Still Epic.
And they accidentally unlocked it when Sony was saying that it was impossible. Couldn't possibly be done. And then they did it. And then Rocket League accidentally flipped a switch and was like, oh, it is possible. Sorry about that. So that is why we have, and Microsoft was like, yes, let's do it. Let's do this cross-platform multiplayer thing. So if Xbox starts releasing exclusives on Sony, do you think that Sony would have any reason to bring those games, their exclusive games, to Microsoft's platform?
Yeah. Be like a fair trade.
Okay. Do you think that,
like, take all of those Microsoft games for God of War on Xbox?
Just that one. Yeah. You don't even care about Spider-Man.
No, you need Spider-Man. We need Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's
good again.
Wolverine's coming too.
Is that PlayStation exclusive?
That's PlayStation exclusive.
I mean, at least the Suicide Squad game isn't PlayStation exclusive.
But is it good?
I don't know. It probably isn't.
So yeah, I would want, you know, Wolverine, God of War, Spider-Man on Microsoft's console as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I have both. I just prefer playing on Xbox.
Yeah, because the PlayStation controllers are weird.
Yes.
They're like super like big.
Joystick by a joystick is just weird.
Yeah, and it then, doesn't feel right.
The D-pad at the top right, tap left.
Yeah, the D-pad at the top is just...
That's weird.
I also don't really...
We have raised Xbox children, and I love it.
Fantastic.
Good job, Russell.
But the D-pad doesn't need to be on top.
It needs to be down at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I bring this up to you guys. So the guy that used to run PlayStation, his name is Sean Layden. Okay. And I believe he used to be the head of Sony Interactive Entertainment before it was combined with something else in North America. But he has been on a couple of podcasts recently, and he kind of thought like the, I'll read a quote from him here. So he said, he was talking specifically about the layoffs that hit Sony recently. They laid off like 900 workers, some 8% of their workforce, which we touched on last week. But Layden said, this is from a GameSpot article. Layden said, the rising cost of game development is an existential threat to gaming. When gaming costs as much as $300 million to make, that could lead to some issues in the long term. So he's referring to Spider-Man 2 costing $300 million to develop and market.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that game's already out.
Right. But what his point is, You cannot keep making $300 million games and not release them to the widest audience possible.
Yeah, you can't just release them
to one console.
Yeah, right.
Like gotta release them to everything.
Yeah, like if you if they release them to like Xbox 2, that'd be awesome.
But I think God of War on a Nintendo might
probably
be a little...
Probably would not be very good.
I cannot imagine they'd get most of their games to port to Switch.
360 FPS on Nintendo Switch.
So when I read this quote, I kind of like thought about how it is in the movie industry. So movies cost, you know, several $100 million to make. Oftentimes you're paying the actors quite a bit. You're paying the VXF people to, you know, make all the graphics and stuff like that. And then the marketing and then distribution. And then Marvel's, you know, Avengers turns around and makes $1 billion. Now, we don't have any of the numbers as far as like what Spider-Man has made in terms of a profit or anything for Sony. But you got to figure like Sony only releasing Spider-Man or God of War or whatever on their console is like releasing a movie only on the west side of the Mississippi. It's like saying, okay, everybody on the east side of the Mississippi, you cannot watch this movie.
Yeah.
At some point, the numbers don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Sean Layden, he feels like that's soon. If they are going to keep making $300 million games, they will not be able to keep them exclusive to their platforms because they won't make enough money.
Yeah, they won't. They'll only be able to make a certain amount of games before they have no more money to make games and stuff.
And they may be getting to that point faster than they want to, seeing as how they just laid off 8% of their global workforce. So, what do you think, Troy?
I think that, like I said on the other episode, when we started talking about this, it just makes sense. Microsoft has figured it out. I mean, they own Activision. They know that the more people that have the game in their hands, the better off everybody is. And to me, that just seems like a no-brainer.
Right.
Why have exclusives when we're not exclusive anymore? If I have a friend that is playing on his PlayStation, I can play Call of Duty with him. I can play Fortnite with him. We can play whatever game together besides... And why can't we play these single-player games in a party chat together or on a Discord and talk about it as we play? I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, you're going to get more money out of the deal if everybody gets to play. Yes, you might get a console sale here or there, but if you're already putting them on PC, you're not getting a console sale there.
Right.
And PlayStation has been putting them on PC slowly. I don't care if they come out on Xbox the same time they come out on PC or even a little later. Why not put them there? It just seems silly to me to not do that.
Right. Can you pull up that spreadsheet that I made right at the beginning of this? So I wanted to talk a little bit about, so you have, Wyatt, you have you have an Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a next gen Xbox, Brayden?
Well, yeah,
I have the S.
You have an S. Okay. And then what do you have, Emmett?
An Xbox One.
Just an Xbox
He's
One.
He's a One Series X.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Okay.
Yeah. One Series S, yeah.
Okay.
X. He has a Series X.
Oh, I have a Series S.
What is it? One Xbox One X.
Xbox One X. Okay, so two of you are a generation behind. You have the newest console, Brayden.
I've had mine since like 2019.
Sure. You need an upgrade.
Yeah.
For sure. Listeners may be familiar with a guy named Peter Moore. So he was head of Xbox during the 360 heyday, and I'm thinking he is the one that took the fall for the Red Ring of Death, if I remember right. He went to EA after that, and so he was out there doing some rounds earlier this month, And he was talking about the console sales not being what they thought they would be. Sony kind of pulled back on how many consoles they thought they would sell. Microsoft obviously has been in that boat for most of this generation, not really selling as many consoles as they want. At some point, the PlayStation was outselling the Xbox 3-1, I think, 3 or 4-1.
I think I remember that.
It was like a really poor ratio, and maybe they've, you know, gained some ground on that recently, just with all the Game Pass stuff and games being a little bit more accessible in general on Microsoft's platform. But Peter Moore thinks that there are serious questions happening at Microsoft, at Sony, at Nintendo about whether or not, like, how long will the console generations even continue to exist? You guys are a generation behind. My friend Derek, who's been on the show before, I texted him because he's a big PlayStation fan, and I wanted to get his opinions on this episode. We were going to have him on, but we couldn't make the scheduling work. But the one thing, I asked him if he had a PlayStation 5, and he pointed out to me, he was like, no, why would I? And I was like, well, you know, you game a lot. I figured you would have wanted to upgrade by now. And he was like, there aren't any games I need a PlayStation 5 to play. And
we proved this.
That surprised me because I was like, well, you know, there's got to be, in my head, I'm like, there's got to be some PS5 exclusives that he should be playing right now, right? And so I went to Wikipedia. I took a bunch of that data and I plugged it into a spreadsheet. So what Troy has pulled up on the screen here are, how many I got there, Troy? Six in green, highlighted?
4, 5, 6. I believe it's just 6.
So these are the 6, according to Wikipedia, based on what I found, these are the 6 games that have released for PlayStation 5 that are exclusive to PlayStation 5 and are not remasters or remakes of another game from a previous generation.
Oh, this one.
Oh, and yes, and
so 7.
And Spider-Man 2, 7. So,
by the way,
this list here, Astro's Playroom, I got Astro's Playroom counts. So 8.
What is Astro's Playroom?
It's just where you like walk around.
It's almost like a tech demo, basically.
Yeah, it's just a demo on how to work the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like it shows you the unique stuff about the controller, and because it's got like the gyroscope in it, you can kind of like move the controller around, and the haptic triggers are kind of cool.
And it's motion sensor.
Motion sensor, yep.
I would not, I like move it all around. Like I move around a little bit.
Most, like 99% of games don't use any of that shit. But Astro's Playroom gives them a reason to kind of be like, hey, check out the cool stuff our controller can do. So most games don't utilize many of the features.
All of them at the same time.
Right.
Like Astro does.
But Astro's Playroom is kind of fun. It's similar to like a Mario game.
Oh.
You know, just kind of an easy platformer. But Astro's Playroom, Destruction All-Stars, Returnal, Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart, Marvel's Spider-Man 2, Helldivers 2, Rise of the Ronin, and Stellar Blade are the 8 games listed that are only on PlayStation 5 that did not come to last-gen consoles that are not remakes of games that came before.
So only 8?
Only 8.
And from what the list after this, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that aren't remakes.
So there's 5 more that aren't remakes that have not come out yet. So I think Stellar Blade is not out and Rise of the Ronin is like out basically right now.
Okay.
Very soon. So those two probably technically don't, like, at the time of this recording, do not count towards the 8. But looking at this list here, I was like, why the fuck would Derek buy a PlayStation? Why did I buy a PlayStation? Like, I just wanted to play, and I didn't have a PS4, he does. But like, anything that you would want to play, that's on, you know, like, who gives a shit about Returnal or Ratchet and Clank? Like, those aren't really the exclusives that we were getting from last generation. And I think what this list proves is that it's not just Microsoft dropping the ball.
No.
So what we have here is a list of the, what was it, 138 games?
Yeah.
That released for the PlayStation 4 that were Sony first party made. So these are all the exclusive games that came to the PlayStation 4 or 5. And some of them may have been released on PlayStation 3 and Windows as well.
Well, like, but this isn't, I mean, MLB The Show 22 is on Xbox now.
Yeah, just because it was developed by PlayStation, that's the reason. So this does not include timed exclusives or Sony paid for exclusives like Final Fantasy.
Yep.
So I guess if you were to include those, maybe you'd have a handful more. But like, a list of 138 games here as compared to a total list, including remakes, of like 25 games. We are 5 years into the console generation almost. We're 4 years into the console generation. Where the fuck are all the games? They're just not there. Like, they are not putting out games. Sony or Microsoft are not putting out games at the same clip that they were last generation. And I think if you take the comments of like Peter Moore into account, where he says, you know, making consoles is very expensive. He's right. They spend billions of dollars, you know, doing sourcing for these things, R&D. Is this thing going to fucking melt if somebody plays it for 12 hours straight? If some kid sits down, like, can it handle 8,000 Fortnite skins? I think it will. But like, these are the things that the console manufacturers need to think about. So what I wanted to bring you guys on for specifically in this episode, I know that intro was a little long-winded. Welcome to the podcast. Was I wanted to get a feel for, I don't have any kids, so I need to get a feel for boots on the ground. What do the kids think? Wyatt, your mom for your birthday has bought you a gaming PC. The parts of it are in my kitchen.
I got to pay for most of it.
And you got to pay for most of it. So you are going to switch from PC or switch to PC. Yeah. What prompted that move for you?
Because my Xbox is like 6 years old. I wanted to be able to play more games than just like four games.
Okay.
And I wanted to be able to run like better graphics, because right now on my Xbox, I really only run like 60 FPS.
That's the max.
Yeah, that's the max on Xbox is 60, but I usually only run like 55, like normally. And then I want to like be able to play the Can you play like God of War and stuff on PC and stuff?
So I don't know.
God of War is on there.
Okay, so the God of War 1 is on Steam, but I'm not sure they've released 2
I don't
yet.
Think 2 has came out yet.
Yeah, okay. And I want to get Steam, and I want to, because I have an Oculus.
Okay.
So I want to be able to hook my Oculus up to Steam and stuff.
Yep. I was doing that for a while when I had my Oculus. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Definitely. I had. Do you have a Quest 2?
Yeah, Quest 2.
Okay. So, yeah, you'll be able to play some VR games via Steam on your Oculus. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And games will be a little bit cheaper, too, on Steam than they generally tend to be on consoles. The sales are really good.
Okay. Because they're pretty, like, on the Oculus, like Beat Saber, saying the game is, like, $40.
Right.
Is it cheaper on Steam? Is, like, the game's cheaper on Steam? Or
So when they release, like, they'll basically be on par with everything else. So like God of War will be a $70 game. But the thing about Steam is that, especially if it's been out a while, Beat Saber's been out a while, and God of War has at this point as well. So you can probably, I wouldn't be surprised if you could get Beat Saber for $10.
Oh, okay.
And maybe 20, 25 for God of War. I doubt it would go less than that, just being a Sony thing. But a lot of times the games are definitely cheaper on Steam. And one thing that you'll be able to do with your Oculus and your PC is you'll be able to mod in songs for Beat Saber.
Oh, I can?
Yeah. So that's what I had the most fun with. So Troy's got it pulled up here. What's the price there, Troy? $29.99 for Beat Saber?
Not on sale.
Not on sale. So yeah, I bet $10 probably for Beat Saber. But yeah, when we end up doing your build, maybe we can set up some of that Steam stuff so you can mod in new songs for Beat Saber.
All right.
Because that's what I did when I had my Oculus. I had a Rift S and got some new songs modded in, and that was fun. So you're not really happy with the performance of your last gen Xbox.
Yeah, and on my Xbox, I have videos of me running 700 ping. I'm an Xbox, and I was the only one on the internet too.
So Wyatt,
I was home alone. My phone internet was off. Everything. I was the only person on the internet, and I was running 700 ping.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, it's the higher the better, right?
Yeah.
I'm old. Explain this.
That's like FPS, right?
I wish.
No, you want zero ping.
Zero ping.
The lowest ping I've ever ran on my Xbox, so it was like 50.
Okay. Yeah, that's not ideal.
Wyatt, so once you like build your PC and stuff, are you gonna like switch to like keyboard and mouse, or are you gonna plug in like your controller?
Keyboard and mouse.
Have you tried that yet?
Yeah.
Xbox?
Yeah.
Me and Emmett just started doing that last week.
We suck.
He's not wrong. It is incredibly difficult to go from a controller.
Yeah, play zero ability.
When I was at my friend's house, I was trying it out and stuff, and I got like luckily I was playing ranked. I was playing Fortnite, and I got like
you got his ranked.
I think I got two kills. I was playing squad fills. He's got like a voice changer on there.
Yeah,
it is so annoying. He's got like a soundboard on there.
Yeah.
It's really annoying. You're sitting and he turns the volume all the way up and you're just sitting there playing a Fortnite and you're trying to like focus.
Right.
And he'll just press the button and it just makes stupid noises.
Awesome. So what made you decide to do a PC instead of just buying, you know, or having your mom buy you a Series X or a Series S?
I don't know.
Just wanted a PC. Just wanted to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Okay. What if you hate it?
I don't think I'll hate it.
Okay. Like,
it's good
to hope. He hates it.
Like, my friend has a PC, and he spent a lot of money. He spent, like, $5,000 on it.
That's a lot.
He runs, he can run almost 500 FPS on it and stuff.
Okay.
It's got like, I don't know anything about PCs. I don't know much about them. Like, barely anything.
Yours will not run 500 FPS. You'll probably, when I was looking at graphics card comparisons, you'll probably clock in about 120 FPS for most games. So
you also have to have a monitor that runs that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got like a.
There are a great many complications with PC gaming.
Yeah.
So, I prefer the console experience. I have a PC that will run games. It is kind of necessary for video editing as far as like the podcast and the production stuff goes. And I mean, kudos to you, man, for like, then you too, Troy and Emmett, for trying out like the console or like the keyboard and mouse thing. I never had a gaming PC when I was a kid. We bought like, you know, bare bones pre-builts from HP or Dell or whatever.
Yeah, you play putt-putt?
Things that were on sale. And I tried to PC game, not putt-putt, but like, you know, like fucking pinball and...
Okay.
The free games that they used to come packaged with, like, okay, I'll check some of these out just because they're on here already. Fate, thank you. Fate is so good. Fate's so good. It's probably really bad, but when I was a kid, Fate was really good. And I just have always preferred the console experience. I think you maybe share that, Brayden.
Yeah.
How much FPS does your Xbox run on Fortnite?
I think max 60.
What Xbox do you have?
S, Series S.
Yeah. Oh.
So I wouldn't even know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Like, I think, at least for, I am not very good at games. I will fully admit that. I'm not great at Call of Duty. I like playing games, but I'm not like any sort of like champion. I don't play ranked on anything. So like the fact that like, even if my, let's say my Series X runs Call of Duty at 60 frames per second. Let's say my TV is capable of putting that out. The frames aren't the thing that's going to fuck me. I'm bad enough at games that, like, it ain't going to help. I could have 500 frames per second. Like, that is not going it's to not be the reason I die.
It'll help
no.
a little bit with your, like, your delay.
Maybe. But I'm not going to go from, like, a negative KD to a positive KD.
No.
Because my TV has a faster refresh rate.
You're right.
So yeah, that's my argument against frames per second. And I do think faster frames per second performance mode that you get on Series X, for a lot of games, they look better. Games are going to look better on PC. It's for sure. I agree with that 100%. I want the games to look good. I just don't think it will help me be better at the game. Any interest in PC gaming for you, Brayden?
Yeah, I say I have some interest in it. I have a PC. I mean, I have like a Dell, like work PC.
Okay.
And I got a mouse and keyboard for it, and I plug it into my Xbox.
Okay. Nice. So you've tried some of the mouse and keyboard on Xbox stuff too, and how'd you like it?
It was a struggle first and then it got easier.
Yeah. I wish I would have learned when I was a kid. Not that I couldn't learn now, but like, I think that most of the time I just want to grab a controller. Yeah. Like, fuck this. I'll same, just get same. A controller.
Yeah.
I don't want to so suck this
easier.
Bad. Yeah, it is.
That's why I was surprised when my kid came to me last week and was like, hey, do you have a keyboard and mouse that I can just plug into my Xbox? I do, but why would you ever want to do that?
So I had heard that like on Call of Duty and maybe on Fortnite, I'm not sure. Like it was always told to me that it was so much better and more accurate to be playing with a keyboard and mouse,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because you get more arm reach.
Like, yeah, arm reach, jump, armor. Twist. Like.
But on keyboard or on controller, apparently controller players get aim assist.
Yeah, you get right. It helps you with your aim.
So evidently on...
I don't know how true that is.
On no, Apex does. Legends, it's it for sure does.
Yeah.
So evidently on Apex Legends, the meta has switched in the other direction. For Apex Legends.
Yeah.
And people on PC are playing with controllers because the aim assist is so fucked.
Yeah.
So like these pro gamers, instead of gaming on a keyboard and mouse like they're used to doing, they have switched to controller. And yeah, I would imagine
being people most, in the sky.
Most right. most Call of Duty pros play with controllers.
Yeah.
Because they can fudge settings in the aim assist to make them that much better than their average player.
Is that what all those TikTok videos are about?
Yes. Change your settings, Ryan.
All right, so Emmett, how did you like playing with the keyboard and mouse?
I didn't really like it.
Okay.
I still have to get used to it. So for at first I have like a half a keyboard that's like this big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got one of those too, thinking that would be easier. It wasn't for me.
No. So I tried my dad's bigger one. That was way worse.
Yeah.
So I switched back to that, and it was basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
And So there's this one map that's zero gravity, and it's like only snipers or something. And that's usually the map I like to practice on.
Okay. And this is specifically on Fortnite?
Yeah.
So what made you grab the mouse and keyboard and be like, Dad, I want to figure this shit out? I assume that's how you phrased it.
Everyone was saying I should try the keyboard and mouse because it has like better graphics and stuff. So I told him I was gonna. So I tried it out and I told him it sucked.
Passing judgment. I like it. So you switched back to controller pretty quickly. All right.
I think I'm going to keep it up, though. I'd like to try it.
Yeah, I don't know that, like, competitive games is really where I would start.
I'm still practicing.
Sure. But I would think, you know, like a Starfield or a different game where it's single player type deal, that would be the preferred method, in my opinion, to start with. Something where you're not competing against other people.
So what we did at first was we were just playing with just him and I, and we were running around. What were we doing? A escape room or what was
that? Yeah, I think it was like three escape rooms, and
so it's more of a platformy type thing, so we can practice our
okay.
Yeah, and then we did our first battle royale, and it didn't go so well for the first fight. I almost died, but we still got them. But almost
what did we end up getting, like fifth?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, from last.
We probably got like 58th.
I could see that.
All right. So do you guys think, what's the, you know, you mentioned why your friend has a gaming PC. You've tried to do a little bit of PC gaming, Braden. I've done some PC gaming. What, in your opinions, are the future of consoles? Are they still going to keep pumping these things out?
I don't think so.
No?
I think they'll pump them out, but I don't think not as many people are going to play them as what, like, used to, like,
okay,
a while ago, like, in, like, 4 years ago, like, how many people were playing then and compared to now.
So we talked a little bit about the lack of games. Do you think the lack of games, do you think that's because of the lack of games? Or do you think that
I think it's because of the lack of games. And because on PC, you can pretty much play whatever game you want.
I mean, that is not untrue. All of Microsoft's games and most of Sony's games are on PC. So
yeah, it's just a lot more expensive.
It is.
For all the stuff.
Yeah, the hardware is a bit of a buy-in.
But it lasts longer.
Yeah.
I'd say.
I might disagree with that. I think the update cycle, depending on where you start on PC, you may even end up upgrading earlier than you will on console.
You can upgrade piecemeal, right?
Well,
a little bit here and there.
You can a little bit here and there, like Wyatt'll have a 1 terabyte hard drive in his new PC, and he could get, you know, a storage drive to store a lot more games. Could get a larger hard drive where those things are not really currently applicable to consoles. So, what about you, Braden? You think they'll keep making consoles?
I don't know.
No opinion.
I don't know. I feel like it's slowed down.
Yeah. So what are you guys seeing from your friend groups? Are your friends continuing to play on consoles or have some of your friends too switched to PC?
I mean, all my friends still play on console.
Because it sounds like Wyatt's friend with the PC only plays on a PC because he's rich.
He's very rich. He's got a lot of money.
I mean, I don't know. All my friends are on a console, and if they still, like, if they play on PC, they, like, plug a keyboard and mouse into it.
Okay. Okay.
What generation console do you think all your friends are on? Are most of your friends on Series S and X's and PlayStation 5s, or are they still PlayStation 4s and Xbox
Ones? So my friend Brayden, he just upgraded from a PlayStation 4. He has a PlayStation 5 Slim now. And then my friend, other friend Brayden.
Jesus.
He's the one that has the PC. And then And then my friend Nick, he's got like the same Xbox as me.
Okay.
And then so does my friend Emerson, he's got a PlayStation 4. So they
It's a bit of a mix.
Yeah, Aaron and Gavin, my friends Aaron and Gavin, they both have Gavin has a PlayStation 4 and Aaron has like a gaming laptop.
Okay. And your friends, Brayden? Just in general.
My friend Owen plays on PlayStation 5.
Okay.
And then my friend Brighton and plays on Xbox with me. And then my other friend Lane plays on Xbox too.
And do you get the feeling like talking with your friends, and I assume you probably have conversations about games that you like?
No, not really. If we have conversations about like football or basketball.
Okay.
We don't talk about gaming that much.
Okay.
Unless it's like a new like Fortnite update.
All right. And, Wyatt has talked about being a little bit unhappy with the performance of his console. Are you getting any feelings like that? Like any mentions from your friends on any like, I want to get a PlayStation 5 because this Xbox isn't fast enough. I want to get a new Xbox because this PlayStation isn't fast enough.
No one really says that because everyone in my friend group mostly has the new generation.
Oh.
So okay. They're all rich?
No, not really. I mean, I don't really know if they're rich.
Owen is. Sure. Owen is.
Yeah.
Damn you, Owen. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. If you don't have those conversations with them, no big deal there. And if they've already upgraded, well, they probably aren't looking to probably get into PC gaming anytime soon.
A lot of my friends are looking for trying to upgrade because they all have the older gen consoles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about the PC because I don't know. And then I just thought Xbox is better in my opinion.
It's definitely easier.
Yeah.
The troubleshooting is not nearly as much. That's my favorite thing about consoles is pressing the start button and playing a motherfucking game. Sometimes when we weren't doing this podcast, I probably didn't turn my PC on for a year. And I had to have Rachel's, my brother-in-law, he works in IT. He had to fucking remote in and fix my computer because it didn't download the right updates. My graphics card was three or four or five updates behind. He had to download some, I don't know. He does it for a living, so I'm sure he's definitely very good at it. But I have to have him troubleshoot when I was always the troubleshooter when I was a kid. I think there might be too much stuff for me to fuck with now. I don't know. Just in terms of troubleshooting. So don't worry, Wyatt. We'll have him on standby when we do your PC build.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. And I confirmed that with him. He has agreed to be on standby. Thank you, Michael. Emmett, what do you and your friends think about the consoles? Think they'll continue making them? Are your friends happy, not happy?
Most of them aren't happy with what they have. One of them has a Switch and says, I really want an Xbox or PlayStation.
Yeah.
So, and then most of my other friends, they are PC players.
Okay.
And they've been asking me a lot to try, the keyboard and mouse.
Right.
So they don't believe that I've been doing it. They think I'm too much of a controller player to do it.
Right.
Because they play with me on Fortnite, and they know I play a lot of controller.
Okay.
That's what I do mostly is controller.
Yeah.
This controller is better.
Definitely my preferred.
It's better than my opinion. It's easier. It's wise because it's just easier to use.
And a lot easier.
The last, I would say in the last 10 years, maybe even 15 years, like the consoles now are so similar to a PC, and any game on Steam is very likely to have controller support. So when I was like growing up in PC gaming, there was not controller support for most games.
And so, if it was a controller, it was a PC controller. It was not an Xbox controller.
Yeah.
Can you look up a controller to your PC?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So you can sync Bluetooth controller right to your PC. Perfect. No big deal. I told your mom that your Xbox controllers will work on your PC.
All right.
Won't be any problem. Yeah, Logitech used to make PC gaming controllers. They were fucking trash. There's like a handful of other like manufacturers that would make, and they were like computer peripheral manufacturers that would make these things, and they were always terrible. And then when Microsoft remembered that they make Windows and Xbox, and they were like, but we could just do these things at the same time, that was a really smart idea. So the Xbox controller became the standard for PCs. So I believe the PS5 controller works, but
yes.
I'm not sure.
It's not as good as the Xbox controller.
Yeah. And the drivers are not as mature for the PlayStation controllers as they are for Xbox. So
what do you mean the drivers?
So that is, it's a little like nitty gritty stuff as far as like the way that a PC functions. So, like, a printer needs special software to run in the background of your PC for your PC to recognize it as a printer. And that's what a driver does. So, it's a program that's installed on your PC, and I don't know what it's called for the Xbox controller, but it's basically, like, tells your PC, hey, this is an Xbox controller. And here is the way it functions.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So that was the thing that was broken about my graphics card was my drivers were outdated and my PC wasn't reading my graphics card correctly. So it wasn't displaying my the information on the screen correctly. So there'd be a lot of little troubleshooting things like that that you'll end up having to deal with. A lot of it's solvable on YouTube, but some of it's not. Some of it does get a little complicated. I don't know if you guys listened in last week. What would you think if Microsoft came out? So Microsoft owns Windows. They make Xboxes. One thing we talked about that was from the Jeff Gerstmann podcast, and Jeff Gerstmann is a guy who's been in video gaming for a long time. He's a journalist. And his idea was that Microsoft should make, like, basically make a PC, but call it an Xbox and allow other manufacturers basically to make Xboxes. So similar to how, like, these manufacturers have standardized what a PC is for gaming, Microsoft would say, okay, you can, you know, have this PC Xbox, you know, run our Windows gaming software, mm-hmm. for instance, mm-hmm. and it'll be upgradable. You can put a new graphics card in it. You can put, you know, a bigger hard drive, that kind of thing, faster RAM, more RAM, like have, you know, synchronize Xbox and PC gaming a little bit more than what it is now, and maybe give it a better software skin than something like Windows is right now, which is kind of cumbersome and complicated at times to use for gaming. What I mean, you're already in on the PC gaming side of this. I'm not sure if that would interest you, but what about you and your friends, Braden? Would fucking with something like that be worth it, or would you rather just have like vanilla console?
I think it would be worth it.
Okay. So to get better graphics, faster games.
It just depends what it costs, like the $5,000 that a PC costs, or what it costs like the the $500 that an Xbox costs.
So you'd probably end up somewhere in the middle. You'd probably have...
like $2,500.
No, well, not exactly the middle. I'm saying like you'd probably have...
This isn't a math podcast. You can't just do that in your head.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just do that. You can just spit these numbers out at me, man. No, I mean like it would probably be something more like here's the entry level Xbox. Almost like the S, but instead of costing $300, maybe the entry level is $500. And maybe the fancy version of Microsoft's moddable console is in the $800 or $600 range.
That's not bad.
It's not. What do you think? Still too much money? Are you out?
No.
Okay. You think your friends would be willing to fuck with something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Would their parents be willing to?
No.
Okay. All right. What about you, Emmett? Same question.
No, you can't spend that much on a PC. I'll settle it for you.
Probably the same answer as him.
Okay. Your friends would want to mess with it, yeah, but their parents would not want to shell out that amount of money.
No. How much you say? Like $600 to $800?
I mean, it was just something that he was throwing out. So no like set price or anything like that. It was just an idea he had just because Microsoft as a company, they're so ingrained with Windows. Windows is already a huge part of gaming. That why wouldn't you leverage that for the thing you also own? It seems silly to separate them in the way that they do now.
Yeah.
And so his idea was to maybe not do that as much, not have them be so separate. And his the reason for his, thinking on this would be like the handheld consoles that have you guys seen these? Like the Steam Deck?
Yeah, I've seen like, the Steam Deck and stuff.
They're like the Switch. Basically the Switch, but for PCs. There's a lot of manufacturers making those. Why couldn't the next Xbox basically be like those consoles? Standardize it, but also like have Dell make an Xbox.
You could do it.
It'd be weird.
It would be very weird, but
I think they would fail.
They'd probably fail. They probably would. All right, I think we're going to probably end our gaming portion on that. I asked Wyatt to bring me some...
got some words.
Some words.
We got some words.
We got like five or six.
Some phrases. So if
I like
you...
this.
Long time listeners may remember back on episode, I think it was either 99 or 100, we had Kennedy and Madeline.
Wyatt, you do four, I do four.
Okay, that's fine. You brought eight. That's perfect.
We got eight.
Kennedy and Madeline were on. I'm not sure if you guys are Gen Z or not. I think you're probably...
I was
still
born
Gen
2012.
Z? Okay, so when does that cut off?
I'm Gen Z.
2013.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Gen Z.
So we're both Gen Z.
And you are younger than them, Emmett?
Yes.
Aren't you in like third grade?
He's 2015.
Okay.
Yeah, so is my brother.
I don't even know what his... Do you know what his gen is?
I'm pretty sure it's Sigma? Gen Alpha.
Yeah, Gen Alpha.
Oh, we're just going to start the fucking alphabet over? That's so stupid.
Good thing we didn't use that word.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known.
I was going to use that word, but then he's like, I said, don't use it. He's
okay, so
know it.
Kennedy and Madeline on that old episode, if you go back and listen, we had this segment where they quizzed me on what some words were that I may not know. Like, I believe we talked about VSCO girls.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah,
I mean,
don't know what a VSCO girl is.
I'm not sure I remember. It's some photo app.
I'll do the first four. You got the last four.
Okay. Here we got the generation names here with the years.
Oh, thank you.
And we got the greatest generation, 1901 to 1927. Silent generation, 28 to 45. The baby boomers, 46 to 64. Gen X, 65 to 80. Millennials, 81 to 96. I don't think I agree with those two.
Yeah, because I always thought millennials went through the millennium.
Yeah, yeah. And then Z is 96 to 2012.
According to this.
Yeah, and then Alpha is 13 to 25.
Interesting. So these may or may not be right. I think they just make them up. Like, yes. It's not really anything.
I mean,
it's not really
an indication. From the caregivers of America.
Oh,
I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure they're right. So yeah, they brought some phrases for me. Wyatt and Braden have brought some phrases for me here. So just whenever you guys are
Braden,
ready.
We only have six or seven. You forgot the number six. Look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. You forgot the number six, buddy.
Okay, we only have seven.
All right.
I'll do the first four, and you can do the last three.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
First word is Riz. What does Riz mean?
Can you spell it, please?
R-I-Z-Z.
R-I-Z-Z.
Riz? I don't know what Riz is.
I don't know what that is.
Boy, I mean, if I had to guess, I would say it's maybe a new word for jizz.
No.
But no, that's not it.
What is that?
Can you use it in a sentence for me, please?
I Braden, got Riz.
Braden, you got
You w- got Riz.
I got W Riz.
Now you have L Riz, Braden. No, yeah.
Now you have W Riz.
No, he's L Riz.
Fuck off. I think it is something to do with shoes.
Not no. even close. No.
Okay, what's Riz? Tell me.
It's like where you got game. Like you got.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Number two.
What is that? Is it short for something?
No.
Okay.
Not
it just is a thing. No. All right.
Number two is Gyat.
What?
I'm sorry?
Gyat. G-Y-A-T-T. Gyat.
Gyat.
Or Gyat. Nobody says Gyat. Everybody says Gyat. So
Gyat?
Yeah, I'll use it in a sentence.
What's that?
Like you got a level 10
she got
Gyat.
A level 10 Gyat.
Yeah.
I want to say it's like a Pokemon.
No, not even close. Not even close.
I agree. It's Pokemon.
So.
Could be something on a Pokemon.
Yeah, a Pokemon could have a level 10 Gyat.
It could.
Now it's getting dirty.
I'm so confused.
I'm not even sure I agree with like the use of the term level 10 there.
Level 10? Like a big, like big.
Like it's like.
Like a big, big yacht. Yeah. Like Russell's got a big yacht.
Yeah, Russell's got a big yacht.
So are we talking like
I mean, if
booty?
It's Russell, if it's Russell, it could be a pretty big belly or booty.
Yeah. You might have said it.
Yeah,
you might have said it.
You said it. You said it.
So this is.
Yeah.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
This is
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Gyat.
Gyat.
So okay.
I am so confused.
All right, number three is Sigma.
Huh?
Sigma.
Sigma. S I G M A. Sigma.
So. I only know what that is as an adult term, and it's like there's like manufacturing things that use Sigma as
no
like,
no.
That's not what you're talking about.
Not even
you don't work in the automotive industry.
No, definitely not that.
It's the 18th letter of the Greek alphabet.
Oh, good fucking Troy's
got Google. What is that?
No,
Sigma is the 18th letter of the Greek alphabet.
It's a word. Wait, Sigma is a word.
I'm confused.
Okay. Use it in a sentence. Use it in a sentence.
Braden is a Sigma male.
Okay.
I'm confused.
I mean, I guess like if you're doing like Alpha, Beta, Sigma, then in that context, it would just be like subservient or like a bitch.
No, superior.
No,
it's the other way around.
Superior.
It's a superior male.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, one more
for
me.
How is Sigma better than Alpha?
Because why not?
Well, like, I don't know, it's lower in the alphabet.
You'd say like Alpha Sigma.
Yeah, like an Alpha Sigma is, it's really good.
Or like you'd say like Alpha Sigma.
An Alpha male doesn't sound that good, but like an Alpha Sigma male, no, that sounds
yeah,
good.
Sigmas are considered highly independent and self-sufficient.
That's what
Sigma
that says.
Sigma males value their solitude and are most comfortable on their own.
Yeah, because like, yeah, I'm a Walmart.
Superior.
It's actually
superior.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so number four.
Okay,
four?
All right.
We should have put mewing.
Number four word.
You can use mewing.
Yeah, you'll use that.
Yeah, yeah.
So number four
mewing.
Is cap. This is the easy one.
I think cap is short cap is for easy. Capture.
No, not even close. No. Nope, not even close. Hey, Emmett, you know what this one is?
Yes.
Okay, do not say it.
Okay, use it. Please use it in a sentence. Emmett, okay. Emmett, use it in a sentence. Okay.
Like, that's cap.
This guy is capping.
Yeah, that works. Or, like, that's cap.
I am so glad I asked you these. These are awesome.
Send the screenshot.
That guy is capping. Or that guy is cap.
Here's no, not cap. He's not cap. He's capping.
He's capping.
Like, oh.
He's.
Oh, it's shooting. He's shooting a gun.
No.
He's doing a cap a fool.
No.
Not even close.
No, that's what that means.
No.
Not if you're Gen Z.
Okay.
You're Gen Z, but are you Gen Z?
No.
No.
I'm a millennial.
I'm Gen Z. So.
So tell me what cap is.
Or
capping rather.
Take one more guess.
Take one more guess.
Yes.
It's something to do with, like, being wrong.
Yeah, it's, like, basically where you're not right.
Yeah.
Like, where you're wrong.
Where you're wrong.
Like,
he's like... No. It's, like, lying.
Like, lying.
But, like, if you say, like, you...
Cap is lying.
If you say, like, you shot someone, but you didn't, you'd be capping.
Yeah, you'd be capping.
Or, like, if you say that...
All right, your turn, Brady.
But what, like... I want to know the origin of that. Why would you say that? Why wouldn't you just say... That he's lying.
Because it's shorter.
Because it's shorter.
Well, it's literally shorter. Sure.
You're just like, boy, you capping.
Cap lie, no.
Well, actually, like, but like lying, the word is shorter than the word capping.
No, but cap. Just cap. Just cap and just cap.
They
just
watch
cap.
Too much YouTube shorts.
Okay, no, okay. I don't watch YouTube shorts. Okay, Brayden, your turn.
Where is capping come from?
Brayden, you got your number five. Number five.
Number five. Yapping.
Yapping.
This is the easy one.
Yeah, this one's easy.
I'll give you a sentence.
My teacher yaps a lot.
Yeah, Mr. McGee yaps. Like, loves.
Mr.
Loves
McGee is a yapper.
He loves
absolutely.
To yap.
I would agree with
all
that.
All he does is yap all
He's
day.
He's the yappiest motherfucker I've ever had teach me.
What do you think it means?
What do you think it means?
I think it means he's just like talking. He's talking too much shit.
You actually got it right. You actually got it right.
Woo!
Yeah, finally.
Okay.
Did you know that
six.
One, Emmett? I knew that one.
Number six.
Oh, okay.
Drip.
You know
drip. He said drip.
Number okay. six.
I know this
drip.
One. I know this one.
So I am familiar with this term.
Gosh darn.
And I feel embarrassed by the reason that I know it. It's because it's been on NFL commercials. Your drip is like your attire.
Dang.
Like you want to look
you got
good.
Exactly.
You're two for two.
No, he's two for six.
Like two for six.
He's two for six. Okay.
Let them cook is number seven.
Let them cook. Just like let them cook.
Like let them cook.
I would say.
Let me cook.
That one's just like let him do what he's doing. Like lay off of his shit. Get off his back.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Cool. It is.
Okay. Last one. Mewing.
Oh no. It doesn't have a term. It's something that you can do.
I'll tell him the answer if he doesn't.
I'll
get
spell
it.
Spell it. W. I-N-G.
Not meowing.
If he doesn't get mewing.
That's
mewing.
A Pokemon.
No, mew. It's not.
I mean,
it's not
a
Pokemon. It's not
a Pokemon.
Mew
is a Pokemon.
Yeah, it's Mew.
It's
Mew,
but
mewing.
Like it's Mew.
Mewing.
If he doesn't get it, I'll show him what it is.
It's where you do something. You do something to show off something on your face.
That is not what I was going to guess. I was going to say.
Wait, guess it.
It was complaining.
Not even close.
Show
if you
off
give up, I'll tell you.
Something on your face.
I'll use it in a sentence.
Go ahead. Yeah. Use it in a sentence.
I mew a lot.
The teacher gave me double detention for mewing in class.
Is that actually true?
Yes. No, I'm joking. Not true.
I think that
I'll tell
capping.
You the answer.
You're capping.
Wrong.
Yeah.
You're capping.
You're wrong.
I'll tell him. My phone's so slow.
So I can't.
I'll tell him.
I can't look up any more words.
I'll tell him.
No, don't tell him.
I don't have internet.
So I would say that mewing is like rolling your eyes.
Not even close.
Okay.
Other side of your body, like other side of your face.
The back of my head?
No. Same side, just like farther down on your face.
It like something to do with my mouth?
Lower.
No, it's on your face.
It's on your face.
What's lower than your mouth on your face?
My chin?
Yes.
Yeah, you're close. I'll just you're
tell
close.
Him. No, don't tell him.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Is it like chin pointing?
No.
It's your jawline.
Yeah, jawline.
Like this. Like,
where you go like this?
No, like this.
Yeah, watch him. Watch him. Like that. It's super cringy.
What does that do?
I have
it. Shows up your jawline. Shows up your jawline, because
like,
why not?
Like, I'm going to, like run my finger along my jawline?
Yeah, it's supposed to, like, show it. Like, where you can go like
okay.
that.
Okay, I got another word. Jawline. Simp.
Simp?
Simp.
You know what simp is?
So...
A simp. So, Brayden is a big simp.
I'm not a simp.
You are. Okay, I'm just saying...
I'm not sure if it's short for anything.
I don't think so.
It's not close... It's not short for anything that I know of.
But I think
I just looked up a bunch of
stuff. I'm not sure if I can get the general gist of this one. But I think like I maybe like a loser?
No.
No. It's like where you're like
you're obsessed.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Close. Yeah. It's close.
Were you obsessed with a girl and you won't stop simping over
her? Like you won't stop simping.
Doing everything. Oh.
I did not know
that. Oh, like we're gonna you're some girl's bitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going okay. Ghosted. Ghosted. What does ghosted mean?
So that's
easy.
That one I think I know. That one's like
Malcolm.
Like you're not gonna talk to somebody anymore. Yeah. Like if your friend doesn't talk to you, he ghosts you.
They don't talk to you till a long time.
Glow up. Right. What does a glow up mean? Like
oh, I know.
Oh no, Brayden's not gonna get
Brayden's. Brayden's gonna have a huge glow up.
No, Brayden's not gonna.
Brayden's possibly gonna have a big glow up when he's older.
So if Brayden has a glow up, he will get super hot when he's older.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, basically. All right,
so we got hits different.
Hits different. That's.
I mean,
oh, wait, I forgot to do bussing.
Oh, yeah, that's on here. We'll do bussing after this.
Okay. I only know hits different from the Taylor Swift song. Are you guys familiar with her?
Sing it.
I'm not a Swiftie. I don't listen to Taylor Swift.
I love Taylor Swift.
Are we still on the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The lyric is, it just hits different. Use your hits different in a sentence.
Like,
please.
This food hits different.
You gotta yell.
You have to enunciate it in that?
Yes.
Okay.
You gotta yell like that.
So like,
different. Like that.
Like, maybe... So, like, say your mom makes the same macaroni and cheese every week, but, maybe one week you're, like, super hungry and it's really good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty much exactly.
It's, okay. Like, where it's, like, really good.
Which one do you want to do?
Bussin'.
Okay.
Bussin'
is the last one. Let's do bussin' here.
Wait, one more after this.
One. Okay. Yeah, one more after bussin'.
Two more after bussin'?
Okay, two more after bussin'.
How many more do you want to do?
Two. I only have two left, so I only two.
All right. All right. Are we doing bussin'?
Yes.
Okay. Give me bussin' in a sentence, please.
This food is bussin'.
I don't know.
Bussin'.
It's like bussin'.
You would say it like multiple times in a row.
Depending on like,
bussin'.
How it is.
Yeah, like if it's like terrible, you'd be like, this ain't buzzing. It's disgusting.
So is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Yes, bussin but like buzzing means good.
Yeah. Okay.
B-U-S-S-I-N?
Yes.
I-N-G.
All right. No, it's just I-N. Bussin and bussing, but I don't even know. Bussin is B-U-S-S-I-N.
Bussin.
All right. Vibing.
Easy.
That one I know, I believe. So that one is like... I like that you're like mad at me because I know these stupid ass phrases.
Easy, Wyatt.
Oh. Come on, Brayden says.
You look some up.
So that's when like you're on the same wavelength as another person. Like you get along with them well.
Okay.
Let me look at
the. Wait, what was that one? Oh, here. We're here.
Vibing.
That was vibing.
Slaps. This slaps.
Mm. And slaps is the last one.
This food slaps.
I get slaps.
I have no idea.
I believe that was taught to me by a Sam Romero, friend of the pod. and that means that the food is good.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Shocker.
We can't talk about that on the podcast.
Not the version of it I know.
Dad, you freaking...
What?
I didn't know that's what he was talking about.
What?
Damn you, Russell! We have to get out of here. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. This has been Crazy Train of Thought episode, whatever the fuck we're on. Thank you, Wyatt.
Ryan.
Thank you, Braden. Thank you, Emmett.
What happened? What happened?
Thank you. I'm so a failure.
I'm so confused. I don't even know what happened. I have my headphones off.
I'll be a failure. We're going to get out of here. I've been your host, Ryan Wolf. Thank you, Troy, for producing. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. We are out.
Bye. Skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet alpha riz.
1 when you said that you thought riz was another word for jizz.
That's all, folks.
What the fuck? Mic test, Ryan. Mic test, Ryan. Testing this new pop filter because the old one is too short. Go ahead, Wyatt.
What do I say?
That's it. Just say shit.
Okay. I had school today. Brayden did not. Because why not?
Because he had a headache. I heard.
Yeah, he faked his headache.
Okay, Brayden.
I didn't have school today because I faked my headache.
Fair. Emmett.
What do I say?
Anything.
Okay.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
Charizard.
All right.
That's so stinking basic.
Why is he your favorite Pokemon?
Because I like fire type.
Okay. What's your second favorite fire type Pokemon? Wrong. Articuno. Troy, mic test.
I am testing my microphone. This microphone is way more sensitive than mine.
I think that looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
All right, go ahead and stop it and we'll play it back. On the sound settings.
Mm-hmm.
Brayden, what'd you do at school yesterday?
That's gonna suck.
I didn't even hear
skipped it again.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, Brayden faked
the
headache.
Are you gonna?
Yeah, I bet he said it. He broke his leg.
No, I actually rizzed up Skibbity Toilet.
W's.
You're right. They're gonna have them. They're gonna have the words for you, not Emmett. They just said like 8 words, and I don't know what half of them mean.
All right.
Should I try again?
Yeah, I'm going to apologize for this because this is going to sound terrible. I don't know why it's doing this. I'm remaking the intro, but I'm not done yet. So it's just gonna have to bear with me. Hit it, Troy.
Sounds fine now.
Look, it sounds fine.
Oh, never mind.
It got worse. Oh, why does that sound like shit? That's awful. Can it not do that? Boy, that's going to hurt my head. I'm going to have to feed this in later.
Yep. It's like it's not loading properly.
Yeah, that is what it's like. Troy, click off it. Ooh.
Hate you hear that. The delay? After turning it off, the sound's still there?
I did hear that.
Maybe, do we take it out and put it back in? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that.